Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Good morning. I have a big tip for you today. This is a challenge that I have to grapple with every day. If you want to be a high achiever, you will need to grapple with this every day as well. And this might help. Recently, my team came up with an idea that they really wanted to pursue. And it was a good idea. It fit our core values. It would be beneficial to the clients we serve. It was something that we could do, and we probably even should do. Everything seemed good to them. When I evaluated it, I said, yes, it's a good idea. It does fit our core values. It would be beneficial to our clients. We could, and we probably should, but we can't. Why? Because it would cost us too much for too little. As a small and mighty team, we have to pick carefully. What we choose to give our time, attention, and creative capacity to is critical. It is our most important capital of all. I figured out that the number of people who'd have to be involved in executing that idea, the time and energy that it would take them, and the degree of ultimate impact on moving the needle of our big three goals, mission and purpose, that it wouldn't have enough consequence. While a good idea, on mission, in our capability, we just can't pursue it. It's not that we don't want to, we just can't. That is a big tip here. You see, the cost is too great. And it's not just the cost of executing the idea, it's the cost of not doing something else that can have a greater impact and deliver a greater result for our clients and for us. So we can't. Do you understand that? Do you see the critical distinction here? You see, this is that choice by choice battle that we have to fight all day. I will requote the late, great Steve Jobs on this. In my opinion, the master of focus, which is how he created the most valuable brand in the world, snapped from the jaws of nearly going bankrupt on the fewest number of products and the smallest R&D budget than any of his competitors. Steve said this, quote, "People think that focus means saying yes to the thing you have to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas there are." He said, "You have to pick carefully. Success is saying no to 1,000 things." You see, here on our A-Team, our theme this year is bigger, easier, which means, of course, we want to grow. Growth is one of our core values, better every day, right? But we want to do it easier. We are aiming at 2X-ing our record-breaking year last year, which is already 2X the year prior. That in itself makes it kind of a nutso goal. But we also want to have it be even easier this year than hitting our goals were last year. How? How can that be possibly possible? I have found it comes down to three factors: people, systems, and choices. Right now, I'm talking about those choices. What you choose to do and not do will define your results and lifestyle. What you allow your team to choose and not do will define your enterprise success and whether you achieve your goals and mission. Put simply, you make choices, then those choices make you and become your life. I am encouraging you to choose wisely. Many times you just have to say, hey, that's a great idea, and we could do that, and we should, and we all want to do it, but we can't, period. This is true in your personal life too, by the way. Often you'll need to say, hey, I'd love to get together, and we should get together. I want to, but I can't. My goals, my mission, my focus on my purpose makes it so I can't. I hope that helps you like it does me. So today, go out and tell the world you can't, so you can do those things you really need to do in order to live a life that you were meant to live.